National Finals Rodeo Report with Derek Barton, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement. Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.
This is Steve Orwig of OLS Tubs. One of the things we're asked about a lot is, will we build custom tubs? The answer is yes, and it is becoming more popular every day. You know what you are looking for in a supplement, and that may be different than one of our main formulas. But our goal at OLS is to make you happy in what you are buying and to save you money. Give us a call. Let us help. 1-877-OLS-TUBS may be a call you need to make.
Well, we've almost reached the halfway point, but round number four was an exciting one, and the aggregate and world standings race is shaping up nicely. Let's go to the bareback riding. Jess Pope still holds down the number one spot in the aggregate. Cole Reiner and Tilden Hooper are tied for second and third in the world standings race. Jess Pope is still number one. Following him closely is Cole Reiner. It's going to be a battle between those two, but never rule out Casey Field as well. For the steer wrestling, Hunter Cure picks up a win in round number four, and he is the number one man in the aggregate, number two, Tristan Martin, and number three, Jess Brown. Stetson Jorgensen, number one in the world standings, but he had a long run in round number four, so that dropped him down in the aggregate. Hunter Cure now has moved himself up to number two, and then Tyler Wagaspack is at number three. In the team rope, Tanner Tomlinson and Patrick Smith now hold down the number one spot in the aggregate. They're followed then closely by Caleb Driggers and Junior Negata, and also Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin are tied for second and third. In the world standings, it is still Driggers and Negata number one. Number two on the heading side is Clay Tryon, and number three, Andrew Ward. On the heeling side, Jake Long, number two spot in the world standings, and number three, Patrick Smith, the number three spot. Saddle Bronc riding is seeing it jump back and forth, but Zeke Thurston down number one. Lefty Holman, number two in the aggregate, and then Stetson Wright at number three. Sage Newman, still number one in the world standings, but he bucked off in round number four, so that dropped him down in the aggregate. Number two in the world standings, Stetson Wright, Lefty Holman at number three. Tie down rope and sees Caleb Schmidt number one, Haven Medjid number two, and Corey Solomon number three in the aggregate in the world standings race. Caleb Schmidt still number one, number two Shad Mayfield, but he's down in the average a little bit, and then John Doubt still number three in our WPRA barrel race. And Lisa Lockhart has moved herself up into the number one spot in the aggregate, picking up almost $60,000 in four rounds of competition. Jordan Briggs is number two, and Margaret O'Crowther is now number three. Briggs still holds down the top spot in the world standing. She's followed then by Haley Kinzel. At number three is Wenda Johnson. In the bull riding, Stetson Wright, number one in the aggregate. Josh Frost, number two, and Trevor Kastner at number three. Wright still a commanding lead in the world standings at number one. Over $400,000 he's won so far in the season. Josh Frost at number two, and then Jeff Askey at number three. Well, we reach a halfway point coming up on Monday night, and I'll give you the updates on the average and world standings race as we get them updated right here in Las Vegas.
Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.